are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
Tonight's Bartometer is college basketball related, as it should be. And the Bartometer, which is my totally real, don't let anything I say influence you. It's totally real. It's a machine I've made, runs on my brain power, knowledge, every corner of the internet. It's like any one of these AI models, except it also runs on gas, solar, wind, and my blood. To create not artificial intelligence, but follow me on this one, Bartificial intelligence. So tonight, the eight best places to watch the opening rounds of the NCAA tournament. The eight best places to watch it. At number eight, is anywhere on the go. For instance, I watched it while buying groceries not 2 hours ago. I went into the store to pick up a couple of items. I saw that the six-pack of sodas were buy two, get two free. I had to take advantage for that because soda's like $13 everywhere now for a 12-pack. I don't know when that happened. That sucks. So I had to go back to my car to get my phone because I knew my shopping trip was going to be a little longer. And I watched, that's where I watched the end of Arkansas, Kansas. Was at a pick and save. So on the go, and the March Madness app, I feel like it was created to help serve you. And I was very pumped because I put it on my phone today and I got right into the action. And I thought, oh, this is great. You don't need a different provider. You don't need to put in any other information. I then tried it on a computer here and I realized that you do. And I must have been already logged in from a previous time. But it's still very convenient. On the go. Like, grocery store. Funeral. God knows where. On the go, number eight. The best places to watch the first two rounds of the tournament. The Thursday, Friday edition. Number seven. Number seven is at work. You don't like to be at work, okay? But it's not the worst place to watch the tournament. You can still get the browsers going. It's a slow day anyway, usually. You can talk to people at the, let's call it the water cooler. If you need to get something off your chest about my brackets busted or whatever, there are other humans that you can interact with and scratch that itch. So work sucks to be at work during the tournament. Except for me, I love it. But work comes in at number seven. Number six. Number six is a very specific memory, which I would hope teachers of today are still doing, and that is wheeling the TV into the classroom on this Thursday and Friday. So number six is school. As a kid, I don't think I had a year where I didn't have a teacher that didn't at least have it on the corner TV perched atop. And I know, like, the TVs I grew up with were huge cubes. I don't know how many schools have the flat screens in every room. Maybe they do. I don't know. But March Madness was on in the school. And that was fun because that became a lighter day. Your teacher made brackets and you filled them out. It wasn't for money. I think what it was doing was to pool, like, he knew which kids would go to their dads, and then he would, like, see the different brackets, and he'd know which dads were the smartest, and that's how he would help fill out his bracket, is what I think happened now that I think about it. But school, in the case where they wheel in the TV, that's a great day. Number five. Best places to watch March Madness. First 2 days. Number five is in the arena itself. Actually, a little lower than you might think it should be. But you're just watching one game. And the joy of this is watching the many games. Now, it's great when you get to watch your team, if that's been something you've been able to do, or you go and there's an upset. That can get very crazy. Have that state tournament feel where all of a sudden people that don't have a rooting interest in this number 14 school, maybe they've never heard of Lipscomb, but now all of a sudden the whole arena is fans of Lipscomb. That's always very fun. But you're only seeing the one game. Just like how going to an NFL game is great, but you see like the red zone highlights twice a game, maybe between the first and second and then third and fourth quarter. Part of the allure of this tournament is the overload. You don't get that in the arena. Number four. Number four is simply at your house. What a great place to watch a game. You didn't have to travel anywhere. You didn't have to pay for parking. You have full control of the remote. You are not at work. You are not at school. You access what you want to watch. I'm still antiquated in that I just have one screen in my living room. Well, I have the laptop and the phone, but just the one TV. Many people have found a way to get multiple TVs in their living room. Not even like a man cave or a rec room, but their living room. But in your house is great. Few places I'd actually rather be than in my house. Number three. Number three is actually a little higher than your house. It's your buddy's house. Okay? Now, you might lose some control of the remote, but for the most part, you guys will be locked into the same things. He may have an extra TV for you, and you're eating his snacks and drinking his beer. He's not going to charge you for that. That's house food. Now, you may order pizzas. You may bring over a 30-pack, you know, it'd be nice. But even if you order a pizza, most time, the person that's hosting is paying. Or even he's like, hey, how much was the pizza? And it was $40. And he just said, or it was like $50. And he said, give me a 20. So sometimes you get a little bit of a bargain. So a buddy's house just reaches past your own house. Number two, best place to watch the tournament. That would be, you might have to travel for this one, but a sports book. It can be Vegas, it can be any old casino on earth. To sit there with all the screens and all the options and to have the ability to gorge out on food, have a couple of cocktails, make bets. That's a good one. You might have your bracket, it might get busted right away. You can go up to the window, bet on the second window of games. Or your team can be down. Hey, I'm going to go place a bet here. And I think they're coming back. I'm going to get them while the getting's good. So the full overload of everything, that's the key. Sportsbook. And then at number one, that would simply just be a sports bar without the gambling. Actually, it's actually better without the gambling because you're not then like wrapped up into the bottom line of how much you're losing. You can enjoy the games for what they are and you won't lose money. Basically, sports bar is a little better than sports book because nobody ever wins, at least based on my experience. And it's a great place. You can hang with your buddies most likely. Maybe see some people you haven't seen in a while. You're not at work on a Thursday. I remember one glorious year where, and this happens every now and then, but the NCAA tournament is on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, my good God. You might as well pre-take Monday off if that's the case. Best places to watch the tournament. Number eight is anywhere and everywhere on the go. Number seven, work. Number six, school. Number five, in the arena. Number four, your house. Number three, a friend's house. Number two, sports book. Number one, sports bar. And that is the clearly alcoholic Bardometer. I did say that I use my blood. There's a... So that's maybe where the comes in for the Bardometer, at least in that one.